TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. Something really exciting is happening when it comes to global influence, and it's especially exciting for me as someone with Asian identity. Think Squid Game, Cricket Leagues, Asian star Michelle Yeoh. We are all watching the rise of Asian culture across the globe and its influence on business, innovation, and global economy. As Niraj Agarwal shares in his talk from 2024, this cultural and intellectual influence is growing and lasting. It's coming up after the break.
Apple Card is the perfect card for your holiday shopping. When you use Apple Card on your iPhone, you'll earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, including products at Apple like a new iPhone 16 or Apple Watch Ultra. Apply now in the Wallet app on your iPhone. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
As we approach the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, TED is traveling to the birthplace of American democracy, Philadelphia, for an exciting new initiative. Together, TED and Visit Philadelphia are exploring democratic ideas in a series of three fireside chats that will shape our collective future as we work towards a more perfect union. Our third and final event of 2024 about moving forward together will take place on November 20th at the historic Reading Terminal Market. Hosted by TED curator Whitney Pennington Rogers, we'll feature TED Talks and a moderated Q&A with world champion debater Julia Dar and head of curiosity at the Eames Institute, Scott Shigioka. Thanks to Visit Philadelphia and our supporting partners Bank of America, Comcast NBC Universal, and Highmark. Go to visitphilly.com/TED to learn more about this event and to hear about the exciting things we have coming up in 2025. Support for the show comes from Mint Mobile. You know when you discover a new show that you're binging or a song that you are playing on repeat and you can't wait to tell your friends about it? Well, that's kind of what it feels like when you discover that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I am telling y'all about this in this ad, but I'm also actually telling my friends about it in real life because it is such an awesome deal and there's no way I can keep it to myself. I actually do talk about this plan and recommend it to other people. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. I used my own unlocked old phone with a new Mint Mobile plan, and I was able to port my phone number along with all my existing contacts onto the device. I ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's deal, and I got 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/talks. That's mintmobile.com/talks. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/talks. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And now, our TED Talk of the day.
Our global culture has a fascinating new look to it. And it has to do with this guy, Indian actor and musician, Diljit Dosanjh. Diljit's star has risen big time of late. He performed at Coachella last year. He had incredible energy and had the audience in a foot-tapping, head-banging spell. He had the audience in North America, where he toured this year, had the same experience and performed in large packed arenas. You know what is even more noteworthy? Diljit does not perform in English. He performs entirely in Punjabi. Diljit's momentous rise is an indicator of something fundamental happening in the world around us. The West, for long, has set the cultural and intellectual agenda for the world. But now, East is coming to the limelight as well. Asia today claims a cultural and intellectual authority all of its own. Yes, Diljit is popular, but even more than that, he takes pride in his own identity and is not reduced to a stereotype. He wears traditional Punjabi garb. Imagine an Indian pop star in the West dressed in a turban and a kurta. My name is Neeraj Agarwal, and yes, I'm a slightly lesser known Indian than Diljit. With BCG over the last 25 years, I've worked on tough problems across industries, and I've spent time thinking about big picture trends. In my current role of leading BCG's Asia Pacific region, I travel extensively, and I meet a wide range of Asians across business, government, and civil society. Drawing on these experiences, I want to share with you how Asia is changing in ways you may not have imagined, and what that could mean for all of us. In the 20th century, most Americans got a taste of Asian culture, but just a taste. If you went to a local mall, the taste may be quite literally Panda Express. Asian cultures were somewhat exotic, somewhat stereotyped, but never had full context. Today, the scenario is vastly different. Recently, Malaysian actress Michelle Yeoh won the Oscar for the Best Actress, first Asian ever. Korean production Squid Game became Netflix's most popular show ever. In US now, there are 400 cricket leagues and more than 200,000 kids pick up a bat. So you may ask me, what is driving Asia's rising cultural and intellectual expansion? It has to do with Asia's rising economic power. There's been massive changes in the income pyramid. By 2030, Asia is expected to have 5 times as many high-income households as it had in 2000, an absolute number higher than the number in the West. Walk the streets of Mumbai, Jakarta, or Shanghai. You can feel it. It's everywhere. Millions of low-income households, they're almost all digital natives. And they want more convenience and better quality of life. No wonder Asian businesses strive to be more innovative. Asia, of course, is incredibly diverse. I would argue the same diversity makes this change even more profound and prolific. I started by talking about pop culture, but Asia's cultural and intellectual influence extends to ideas and business innovation. For long, we've equated Asian workers with outsourcing and factories. Today, however, many Asians are intellectual leaders. They're bypassing jobs with Western multinationals to start new ventures. That's a big shift. Many kids who come to West to study are keen to go back because they spot opportunities in their own countries. And this is disrupting industries. Take fintech. 20 years ago, fintech was almost entirely a North American play, hardly visible in Asia. And living in India, it used to seem like a travesty to me. Why? Because back then, only a third of the Indians had bank accounts. And many others used to pay outrageous sums of money to money lenders to live a basic life. It changed with the mass adoption of cell phones. Today, India's payment system, UPI, does about $1 trillion plus of transactions. When I go to a local street-side vegetable vendor, he says, "Sab, UPI kar do. Please do by UPI." The same change exists in Indonesia, Philippines, or Singapore. Alipay in China does 100 times more transactions than PayPal. Fintech in Asia is innovative, it's deeply entrenched, and is not done growing. By 2030, I expect fintech revenues in Asia will be larger than any other part of the world. I could give you any number of such examples across industries. Instead, I want to step back and talk about the broader intellectual contributions that Asians are making. As a consultant, I deeply believe in the power of three. So I'm going to give you three of them. First, Asian companies are investing on developing at-scale solutions with different but attractive unit economics. Take climate. Asia has more polluted cities than any other part of the world. And it's roughly half the planet's carbon footprint. Driven by adversity, many Asian companies are investing at scale in solar production and battery storage. In this case, China in particular has invested massively and in the last 2 decades brought down the cost of solar panels by 95%. Battery storage costs are also declining. Combined, that is resulting in a huge decline in the cost of accessing solar power. The sun is coming down, but in a good way. And when I talk to the CEOs of these companies, they smile and say, "Neeraj, we're far from done." Far from done is really encouraging Because if these trends play out, solar power could muscle aside fossil fuels as a source of energy. By 2030, Asia will have twice the amount of solar deployment as the West. And thanks to Asian innovation, large parts of the world could have low-cost renewable power whenever they like. And a new panda may enter our lexicon, the solar panda. Asia's second intellectual contribution has to do about solutions rooted in collective good. Young Asians maintain close ties with their families throughout their lives. For them, the group is as important as they are. The same ethos permeates in businesses. So family-run enterprises and state enterprises dominate. Today, when many Western companies talk about social purpose and multi-stakeholder orientation, remember, Asia embodies that. Actually, Asia pioneered that. The region also continues to raise the bar on social consciousness. A good example is Ibasho centers, which encourage the elderly to stay involved in their communities. Originating in Japan, these centers are now traveling across Asia. An Asian CEO I know well put it this way. If I had to put a person on Mars in 5 years, I'd look to the West. To make sure the same person survives on Mars, I'd look to the East.
And now back to the episode.
Which brings me to the third intellectual contribution that Asians are making, which is driven by their own unique challenges and what I call a leapfrog mindset. Take healthcare. Asia is 60% of the world's population and more than half of the burden of diseases like diabetes, cancer. Asian countries cannot replicate the path taken by the Western nations, as that path is prohibitively expensive and is not always guaranteed to get you the best outcomes. They need to leapfrog and take an alternative path. Healthcare that is less costly and gets you to a better outcome and accomplishes more. Digital technology today offers exciting possibilities. Interoperable health records is one way of addressing this challenge because they allow continuity of care from a small doctor's clinic to a big hospital. Many countries have stumbled to implement this, but India, in this case, has taken a big leap forward and digitized 400 million health records. Of course, a lot more needs to be done. The Asian private sector is getting into the mix as well. My daughter recently interned at a startup which does low-cost portable diagnostics for diseases like diabetes and respiratory infections. In Asian healthcare, I feel the same kind of energy that propelled fintech to where it is today. And I find that extremely promising. Asia's intellectual contributions can be summed up in my mind as a new kind of URL. We have unit economics rooted in collective good and a leapfrog mindset. As you may have guessed, consultants love acronyms too. So what does Asia's rising cultural and intellectual influence mean for the world? In the short term, it may mean some disruption. But in the long term, it'll mean progress for everyone. As Asian culture moves westward, and as Asian ideas and business innovation take root, our lives will be more diverse, more interesting, and frankly, more fun. Our societies will be more resilient. As we deal with climate change or potentially a next pandemic, we will have two different paradigms to work with and not just one. So let's embrace Asia's new place in the world. Let's celebrate our interdependence and the richness it brings us. Let's look to Asia as a place for learning, growth, progress, and excitement. Let's enjoy our Taylor Swift and our Diljit Dosanjh too. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Something about the way we're working just isn't working. When you're caught up in complex pay requirements, or distracted by scheduling staff in multiple time zones, or thinking about the complexity of working in Monterey while based in Montreal. You're not doing the work you're meant to do. But with Dayforce, you get HR, pay, time, talent, and analytics all in one global people platform. So you can do the work you're meant to do. Visit dayforce.com/do the work to learn more.
That was Niraj Agarwal speaking at TED at BCG in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Ballarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.